Kaposik v'tonya, tell me we learned, it sounds like this, that between the goyim, you find the kesem store, v'yafilu min tarmud, mashmivir from the city tarmud, still you find the kesem there, it's still tor. So drashi almo, lav the sofik yisroel kaimi, we're not afraid there's any Jewish lady there. Even in the city tarmud, they're all goyim. Therefore, if you find a kesem, a beggar that has a spot from a lisha, v'dam nida, it's tor. The Yom Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon had said, Zoysa Meres, from here we learned out, that Mikablim Gerim Mi Tarmud. You could accept Gerim from Tarmud. So, L'chura, this is a theory of Rav Yechon. How could we sell that Rav Yechon had said, Ein Mikablim Gerim Mi Tarmud, you can't be Mikabla Ger of a guy who wants to become a Jew. We don't accept him. We have to be afraid. Maybe he was a Jewish person before a mamzer. And then you see not like that. Here, Rabbi Yechon says clearly that all the ksamim that come even from the city Tarmud is tor, because we're not afraid any Jewish person is mixed in there. There are total goyim there, and that's why he says mekablam gerim mitarmud. For the Gemara v'chitayim, maybe you'll tell me zois v'lois v'rulei. Rabbi Yechon is just saying that according to this Tana, the Mishnah, that's what should come out. That Tarmud, there's no Jews there, only Goyim. That's why he could be Mizgayim from there, and that's why the Ksum in his Torah. Because this town holds like that. But he does not like that. Zois, Velois, Virlei. But Rabbi Yechon himself does not hold like this Tana. Mor says that's not true. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon said that Halacha Kesta Mishnah. The Halacha always is like a Stam Mishnah. And here it's a Stam Mishnah that says that Midain Oivdi Kechovim, from a Goyish place, Mashma like Tarmud, the Ksamim is Tor, Mashma the total Goyim there. So it's a Spirit of Rabbi Yechonen. So Marin says, Amaroya Nin of Alibud Rabbi Yechonen. Staka Machlekes Amaroya Malibud Rabbi Yechonen. It's the Amorah that learned over that Halacha Kistam Mishnah, Taka Agzius. But the other Amorah holds no, that Rabbi Yechonen is not always Paschal Kistam Mishnah. So like here, Zois means Zois Volei Sirulei. Rabbi Yechonen is just saying the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Tarmud was total Goyim, and therefore the Ksamim is Tor, and therefore you could be Mekabel Gerim. But Rabbi Yechon himself holds not like that, Tana. Rabbi Yechon himself holds, we have to be afraid there was some Mamzerim there, and therefore you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud. Now the Gemara says, Mi Tarmud my time aloy. What's the Tzadik Rabbi Yechon before said, you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Tarmud, from the city? Like, why not? What are we afraid about? So Moran says, Pligi bo Rabbi Yechonah v'savya. It's Machlekes Rabbi Yechonah v'savya. Chadama once said, Mishum Avdei Shloimai. Now the question was, there were the Avodim of Shloimai, our Shloimai Melas Avodim, lived with the Bnei Yisrael. And therefore the kids are Mamzerim, and therefore they're not Goyim, they're Mamzerim. So Rashi, Avdei Shloimai, She Nosu Bnei Yisrael, Machmas Oishron. The Avodim of Shloimai Melech were very rich, and therefore the Bnei Yisrael went to marriage with them. V'dorun shom b'cheska t'orvi g'chovim. And they lived in the city Tarmud, b'cheska shikses like Goyim. In other words, the Avodim married a Bnei Yisrael, and the Bnei Yisrael changed in to be like a Goya. So they lived there b'toros Goyim. U'kisavra, this time holds, orvi g'chovim v'yevra abu abas Yisrael avlad mamzer. The locker is, this time holds that if a Goy lives with a Bas Yisrael, with a Jewish lady, the kid is a mamzer. So therefore we can't be Mekabel Gerim, because we have to be afraid maybe these kids are Mamzerim, and Mamzerim is possible, you can't intermarriage. So if they were only Goyim, it would be good. You Megari them now, they become a Jew, you can marry them. If you hold like Lalocha we hold, that an Eved HaBo Abbas Yisrael HaVlad is not a Mamzer, so Melosi could be Megari them, there's nothing wrong. Because even on the tzad that the mother was a Yisrael, the kid is also a Yisrael. Therefore, you could be Megayim, and there's nothing wrong. Why do it's Yisrael? So only in Kasha, according to this man, the of the old, that Eved Habu Abbas Yisrael, of the mother, the Jew, and the father is a Goy, that the kid is a Mamzer. So if the kid's a Mamzer, the Chai Delav and a regular Yisrael cannot marry them. So therefore, you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Tarmur. You have to be afraid a Mamzer is mixed in there. That's what one said. The Chadom, the other one said, Mishum Bnei Yerushalayim. We're afraid about the daughters of Yerushalayim. So we'll see what that means. It's more so like this. Bishleim Lamandiyam Mishum Avdei Shleimai, because the Avodim Shleimai live with the Jewish ladies there. Kesava this time holds, Oive Kechavim V'yevet. If you have a Goy, or an Eved Kenani. Habo Abbas Yisrael, that lives with Abbas Yisrael, a regular Jewish lady, Havlad Mamzer, the kid is a Mamzer. Therefore, you can't be Mekabel Gerim, because you have to be afraid you'd be Mekabel a Mamzer, and if you Megayer him, people think he's a good Jew, you could marry him. And the Lacher is no, a Mamzer is also to marry. El Laman Diyoma. Mishum b'nais Yushlayim, but the Mandioma that says that the b'nais Yushlayim there in Talmud, Mahi, what's so bad about that? What's wrong with it? So Mar says, Pligi bo Rav Yosef Rabbon. So Machlokes, what was wrong with the b'nais Yushlayim? V'tavayim mishmei the Rabba Bar Vachonah. They both go across Rabba Bar Vachonah. The what? Chadoma once said the story was like this. Tracer Alfei Gavri. There were 12,000 army men. Veshisa Alfei Kshuye. And 6,000 men that shoot arrows. Vechadama 1 says, Tracer Alfei Gavri, there were 12,000 army men. Uminayu, and part of these 12,000, was Shisha Alfei Kshuye. 6,000 of them knew how to shoot the arrows. Now what happened there? Bishor Shenichnusu Oyvdik Chavim Lechel. When the Goyim came in by the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. When they went into the Beis Hamikdash. Is Hakoyel Nifnu Akesav Azov. All the Goyim ran to get the gold and silver in the Beis Hamikdash. Fahim, these people here, these 6,000, was Nifnu al Bnei Yerushalayim. They went to live with the Bnei Yerushalayim. Shenema the Pasuk had Znus with the Bnei Yerushalayim. Shenema the Pasuk says, Noshim Betzion Inu, Besulas Bior Yehuda. So the kids are from this. They had children, and the children were mamzerim. So that's why we can't be mekabel gerim from Talmud, because there's again mamzerim mixed in there. And Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Reb Yenison, posuk zeh sar roelam amru. The sar roelam means a malach. Rashi says said this posuk in Tehillim that says nar ho yisi v'gam zokanti. Man amru, who said this posuk? Ilay Makutra Brichla Kharj Brokla said it to Mika Zikna Kane that the Kharj Brokla had to get old. The Yellow Dovid Army, Yellow my Dovid Amela said it. Mikosha's Kulihai was he so old. Dovid died at 70, he himself wasn't so old. Wasn't in Lushna Gamza Kanti. Elishmamina Sarwala Mamru, Amala said it. The Omar Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar Reb Yenison. My Dixiv, what does the Pasuk say in Echo? Yodoi Porash Tzor, Ako Machmodeho. That means Zeh Amon Amoyev. That there's a nation of Amon Amoyev. That again, that Bishoshin Nechnus Wadik Chavim Lechem. Bizman the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. Rishoin when the Goyim went into the Beis Hamikdash. Hakel Nifnu Al Kesed Azov. All the Goyim ran to take the gold and silver. Fehim Amon Amoyev Nifnu Al Sefer Torah. They went straight to the Oren to get to the Sefer Torah. Omru they said like this. Zeh Shekosav Boy. This Sefer Torah that says. Lo yovei Amon Yimayavi v'kal Hashem, that Amon Amoyev can't intermarry to a Jew can't marry them, there's a law, even if them is Gayer, a Jew is not allowed to marry them, Yisrafesh, they wanted to burn it with fire. So I'll go upon the Peshat before was the Talmud and the Tzad to say, you can't be Makaba Gerim was, because B'nai Yerushalayim means again, that the Goyim came in and lived with them, and like the Mandiyamad holds an Eved or a Goy, that lives with a Bas Yisroel, that Locher is the kids of Mamzer. So since there were Mamzerim there in Talmud, again, we can't be Mekabel Gerim. We have to be afraid you'd be Mekabel Mamzer, and if you make him into a Ger, people will think you're allowed to marry him. And really you're not allowed to, therefore that's Pshat Naman Diyom, you can't be Mekabel Gerim from Talmud. Now the Gemara says another pasuk. It says, Tzivu Hashem LeYakov Seviv of Tzorif. Hashem told Yaakov that the people right around us will give us problems. Is Omara Kugoyin Humnio Lufum Nehora. Like the city Humna, right around Lufum Nahara. So Rashi says, Humna Lufum Nahara, but Humnia, Yevonim Haim, there were Greeks there, Humitzayirim B'nei Fum Nahara. They gave a lot of problems to the people living in Fum Nahara. Shame Yisrael Aniyim, there were poor Aniyim, the poor Yisrael there. Aniyim, poor, Aniyim of Yisrael. Fight Omer of Yehuda, Omer of Asi, Oyved Kechovim Shekidish Bezman Azeh. If a goy comes and marries a Jewish lady, bizman is there. The halacha is chashin l'kedushin. We have to be afraid. Maybe this isha is married. Like this, if a goy comes and marries a Yisraelis, does say goodbye. The kedushin is not chal. Kedushin is not tofas with a goy, and she's mutter to get married to somebody else. But he says bizman is there. Though if a goy comes and marries a Jewish lady, the Jewish lady has to have a get from him. Choshen Kedushin. Why? Shema Me'aseres Ashvatimu. Maybe this guy is not a real guy. Maybe he's a Jew, and he's from the 10 Shvatim that got lost. So Rashi Me'aseres Shvatimu. Shenosu Oyvedes Kechovim, that they married a Shiksis. Uksava the Oyvedes Kechovim, Shiyodom Yisrael of Lad Mamzer. This man the Yama holds that if a Jew lives with a Shiksa, so the Halacha is the kid is also a Jew. This man, the Yomot, go bust the father. And the kid is a mamzer, Havlad mamzer. The choshen the kedusha mamzer. And if a mamzer marries a Yispas Yisraelis, it's only a chai v'lavin, so you have to be choshed for the kedusha. So here's the Rabasi holds that if a goy today comes and marries a Jewish lady, we have to be choshed. Maybe this goy is not a total goy, he's a mamzer, because maybe his father was from the Seras HaShvatim. And therefore, as choshen the kedusha, the mother has to get this lady now has to get a get. Freddy Gemara, V'yeha kol deporish meruba porish. Like, what are you afraid about? We're talking about somebody that came and married a Jewish lady. Where did this man come from? He came from the world. So the chur is a klal of kol, when somebody comes out, he comes from the rov. So rov of the world is, rov of the world, that agoyim agoyim, that not from the Aseret HaShvatim. So we should say for sure, this goy is a goy, and not from the Aseret HaShvatim. So Gemara says, beduch to the kviya. We're talking about in those cities, that the Aseret HaShvatim were kavu there. They would know for sure they were living there. So Rashi b'duchta the kviya b'nei aseres hashvatim. The whole kavu, if we know they're there in the place, the halacha is kamach tzamachdom. He remains a sofik, like 50-50. Ve'echa kviya, where are the aseres hashvatim? Could have said, like Apostle Malachim says, v'inochim b'chalas b'chiver. The Gemara says now, what the Torah says, b'duchta the kviya. And we're talking about in a case where you know the aseres hashvatim live. So if in that city a guy comes and marries a Jewish lady, we have to be afraid maybe he's from the Aseret HaShvatim and she needs a get. The Yom Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. The Pasuk says, V'yinachem b'chalach u'v'chobor nahar goizon v'yorei modoi. Now, chalach, what's chalach? Ze chalozen. That's the city chalozen. V'uv'chobor, what's chobor? Zu.